Feel Live, made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
Time for the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. One hour of the best, the finest, and the rarest in blues and rhythm and blues. For your listening pleasure. Well, here we are again in the Keynote Club. So while you enjoy the exotic aroma of stale beer, sweat and cigarette smoke, I'll give the jukebox a nudge and see if we can get a free play. Oh yes, we can. It's Jane Elson. Not to be confused with the same track by Donald Duck, That was Jay Nelson from Louisiana and Crazy Over Daisy. That was on Drew Bland 1004 from 1961. Here's someone else who's got a song about a girlfriend. This is Lester Robertson. His girl is a girl across town.
Well, some people say I'm pretty woman, most of you.
New Orleans beat there. Lester Robertson with the Upsetters, Little Richard's backing band, and My Girl Cross Town. That was part two. I guess part one was on the other side, and that was on Montel 1001 from 1958. Completing our trio of Louisiana openers, this is a track recorded by Jay Miller. It's Joe Mayfield.
Since that was a Jay Miller production, could that have been Lazy Lester on harmonica? I think maybe so. I'm a Natural Born Man. That was on Rocket 501, 1957, and Joe Mayfield, an obscure but interesting guy.
I called a train, I met a dame. She was a hefty and a real tall dame. She was pretty from New York City, and we talked on. That old fair lane with a heave and a haul.
Well, that was the rockabilly classic, The Train Kept a Rolling, and that was Johnny Burnett, who was our rockabilly star for this week. That was on Coral 61719 from 1956, and with a band that you really wouldn't want to meet in a dark alley on a dark night. Three of them were Golden Gloves boxing champions, including Johnny Burnett. A song written by Tiny Bradshaw, of course. Okay, now over to the rare record spot, the really rare record spot. This is Paramount 13090, of which there may be, I don't know, two, three copies in existence. It's Willie Brown, who is a great friend and companion of Charlie Patton, and he's singing M and O Blues, another train song.
I think I'm gonna get that M and O. I leave town, catch that M and O. I'm going way down south, why never been there before. I had a notion, thought, and I believe I will. All right. And I
From Clarksdale, Mississippi, that was Willie Brown and M&O Blues. There are still quite a few Willie Brown records out there somewhere that no one has yet been able to find. But that was Paramount 13090 from 1930, and we're very lucky to have that one, I think. Okay, let's play a little jazz now. This is some bop from Blue Note. It's Stanley Turrentine and Satisfy. Tenor player Stanley Turrentine and a tune called And Satisfy. That was a Blue Note 45, 45-1929. Next up is a man who is one of my all-time favorite artists and really the guy who turned me on to the blues and rhythm and blues. This is Howlin' Wolf, Chester Manette, in his heyday in Memphis, 1953, with the fantastic Willie Johnson on guitar. Which makes it all the more surprising that this track was not issued at the time. Recorded in Memphis, Crazy About You, Baby.
I saw you this morning when you got off that morning train. I saw you this morning when you got off that morning train. I don't mean no harm, baby, what's your name? She's that she was mine. Sometime I'll drop around. About you, you liable to fall in love with somebody else.
The majestic Howlin' Wolf and Crazy About You, Baby. And now we have a little known artist, Leroy Little, and a well known song, Let Me Go Home Whiskey.
Let me go home whiskey. Let me walk out that door. Let me go home, whiskey. Let me walk out that door. I got a order from my baby, and I will come on late no more.
Well, it wasn't a hit, and of course, if it had been a hit, it wouldn't be on this program, which is only for really rare records, but it was a very nice rendition, I think. Leroy Little and Let Me Go Home Whiskey. It was on CJ579 from 1959. We're turning now to the gospel spot for this week, and I've chosen a track by the famous Davis Sisters from Philadelphia. You'll hear Ruth Davis singing, she's the lead singer, and the great Curtis Dubin on piano, and it's Jesus Steps Right In.
Most. seem hopeless and forlorn. Don't you know the man steps,
steps,
yeah,
steps, yeah,
steps,
steps in,
yeah. He'll help me.
Jesus will help me.
Just when I
need him the most.
Love the man and help
Jesus
every day.
Jesus will help me.
They were managed by Clara Ward's mother, who was apparently something of a tyrant, but she really whipped them into shape. That was the famous Davis Sisters, and Jesus Steps Right In was on Gotham 736 and comes from 1952. Well, if you're scratching your head and you're wondering, what on earth have I blundered into on my radio dial, you have found the programme for Blues and Rhythm and Blues Record Collectors. It's the Keynote Club with your host, Bob Hall. And we're on 93.2 FM on your radio dial and up on the net at www.sheffieldlive.org. All of the previous Keynote Clubs, all 120 of them, are up there on the net and are available for download free of charge for your listening pleasure. So while you go and put the kettle on, I'm going to leave you for a moment for these important messages.
My woman left me, don't know where she is. My woman left me, down this lonesome road. Well, I feel lower than the deep blue sea, but not low as Glauconet. Glauconet's often 24 Medved, break band, 249 coronas a month. And I thought I was low, but man, that's low.
Buying a gift for the guy that has everything? Log on to PetsOvernight.com. We've got exotic pets galore, including tigers, cobras, manatees, and white rhinos. All delivered overnight. PetsOvernight.com, delivering little bundles of love in a box directly to your door.
That was a band led by Duke Jenkins, who was from Canton, Ohio, tenor player. It was the Duke Jenkins Orchestra and something else. It was on Cobra 5009 from 1957. Cobra's a very collectible label. Next up is another really obscure artist. This was recorded in LA. I guess he's probably from the West Coast. It's No Money.
They say money won't kill all you. They say money, babe, won't kill all you. Oh, for my kind of sickness, well, I know it will. If you have no money, it's hard to get by. No matter how you try, I go out every day looking for a job. But much to my dismay, to find work is hard. Everywhere I go, it's truthfully understood. You don't have though, your credit ain't no good. I need money to cure my ill. I need money, baby, to cure my.
That was Little Willie Pollard, who needs some money. Join the club, Willie. That was on ARC 7462 from 1967. Now it's time for the Cajun spot. And this week I've chosen Gene Morris to star. And it's Gene Morris with Marcel Dugas and the Entertainers. And going back to Big Mamu.
Woman telling me what to do. I don't want little big mama move.
Big mama move.
A little big mama move.
Big mama move.
A little big mama move.
Big mama move.
A little big mama move.
Big mama move.
Well, I'm going back to big mama move.
A rumbustious Cajun track there from Gene Morris. A little predictable at the end, but what the hell, that was a great record. It's going back to Big Mamu. It was on Blues Unlimited 2002 and was from 1974. Well, now I'm going to play a record by a very nice man who came over to the UK back in the 70s and was very well received over here. Had some hit records in America in the 50s. Was originally from Memphis, Tennessee. It's Willie Maybon, great piano player. A slightly risque subject here. It's Just Got Some.
I knew you thought I wasn't going to get it, but I just got some. I surely got some. The doctor prescribed some. I couldn't live without none. Had to have some. I went and got some. Well, my pocket's ain't jingling, I'm getting fat. You know you're getting hot and I know where it's at. My pockets are heavy as a chocolate. I just got a taste of her meat and bread. Had to have some. Had to have some. The doctor prescribed some. Sure did need some. I wanted some, and I went and got some, sure didn't need some. Just got some. Had to have some. Had to have some. I just got some. Had to have some. The doctor prescribed some.
That was a highly satisfied Willie Maybon, recorded in Chicago in 1963 on the USA label, USA 735.
Not this record! Not this record! Not this record!
Sometimes, you know, it's irresistible to play a record that's just a little bit out of the mainstream, that makes you think a little. You know, maybe it's a little bit of Indian music, kind of Polynesian jug band, all kind, you know, sort of strange stuff. And this is a very strange record indeed. It's by the Stomping Suede Greasers and it's Saddle Shoes.
Any little girl you choose. back someday.
'Cause she met a boy with a pair of saddle shoes. You ought to try it for a while. You don't have nothing to lose. You gotta have them if you want romance. You gotta have them if you just wanna dance. 'Cause every girl in the world loves a boy in saddle shoes. Well, you can tell her that you love her and someday. 'Cause she met a boy with a pair of saddle shoes. And if you follow my advice, you'll get any little girl you choose. You gotta have them if you want romance. You gotta have them if you just wanna dance. 'Cause every girl
that was the Stomping Suede Greasers from Syracuse, recorded around 1972 on their own label, SSG Concept 100. For our British audience and those unfamiliar with saddle shoes, they're what my father used to call correspondence shoes, black and white, usually two-tone shoes anyway. So it could be that little Luther's wearing his saddle shoes when he is stepping high.
Stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, honey baby, stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, stepping high. I love you pretty baby, before I learned your name. If we have to fight, you will be to blame. Stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, honey baby, stepping high, till the day we all die. Told you, little darling, time and time again, I wouldn't be your enemy, I'd like to be your friend. Stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, honey baby, step high till the day I die.
Wake up!
It's all right, but it's you who I wanna see. I love you, baby. Means so much to me. Stepping high, stepping high, stepping high, honey, baby, step high till the day I die.
Ah, yeah, step on.
That was Little Luther Thomas, recorded in New York City in 1962 for the Criss Cross label, Criss Cross 110. That was Stepping High, and it appears to have been re-released on .16325 in the same year. So I guess it must have been selling like hotcakes.
Next up is Milwaukee Slim and Cleo.
Dr. Bill, when you was Ava, you tried to get me killed, Cleo.
The soubriette Milwaukee Slim conceals the identity of one Angelo Chambers, who recorded Cleo for the Startown label, Startown 004, in 1991. Actually, he only passed fairly recently, and I think for most of his life he had a day job as a bus driver. Well, here's a guy who certainly did very little else but play music for all of his life. It's Louisiana Red, who actually was born in Alabama, but that was his name, Louisiana Red. And I'm too poor to die.
Last night I had a dream. I dreamed I had died. The undertaker came to take me for the ride. I couldn't afford a coffin. Embalming's kind of high. I jumped up off my deathbed. Cause I'm too poor to die. I'm in trouble. Trouble is all I'm worth. I'm even having trouble trying to leave from this old awesome earth. Dream at the cemetery. I couldn't afford enough to pay the grave diggers to cover me up. It cost a lot of money, cause they was union men. I guess before I die, I better think again. I'm in trouble, and I'll tell you the reason why. I'm too much trouble, people. I'm just too poor to lay down and die. Dream I met the devil. He was waiting at the gate. He said, come on in, Red. You're not a minute late. He said, lead me to his kingdom. Lead me by my arm. But he wouldn't move my body unless I breathe his palm. I'm in trouble. And I'll tell you the reason why. I'm just too poor, people. I'm too poor to go lay down and die.
I'm Too Poor to Die by Louisiana Red on Glover 3002 from 1964. A kind gentleman, Red, a lot of fun to be with. He actually lived in Hanover, Germany from 1981 and he lived there until he died fairly recently. Next up is a very obscure artist. This is Eddie Foster, and I'm Grown.
Please, 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 baby, only leave me alone. Just remember, baby, I'm grown. Please, 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 baby, don't leave me alone. Oh, 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 baby, don't leave me alone. You're not messing with the time. You must remember, baby, I'm grown.
Another record with a double release. That was Eddie Foster. I'm Grown, originally issued on Lions 116 in 1962, and then re-released 3 years later on Progress 116. Next up, we have Jimmy McCracklin, a great piano player, big favourite of mine. This is a track that he originally recorded for Swing Time in 1951 and then re-recorded for Imperial in 1963. This is the Imperial version, Imperial 5982, and Looking for a Woman.
I've been looking for a woman to strike and set me down. I've been looking for a woman to wake and set me down. Well, I thought it was easy, but she ain't.